Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, one of my favorite guests, because believe it or not, Phil, I love talking, and I try to watch every show I can about Bigfoot.
Great.
I've not seen one myself, but you know what? You just never know what could be out in those
never
woods.
Know.
Exactly. Well, you know what? What I do know is that we had a My Town, West Branch, about a month ago or so, and the big news was that West Branch is now the Bigfoot capital of Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us how that came about.
Well, actually, it was a downtown business people that suggested it, and then I did draw up the resolution, and we took it to the city council, and I said, yeah, sure, why not? And so, yeah, that's how it happened. It wasn't my idea.
All right. Now, is there a reason behind it? Is that, are there Bigfoot sightings?
Well, I've been researching Bigfoot about the mystery about 12 years now.
Okay.
And I'm up to 111 incidents just in the six counties around West Branch.
Is that right?
Yeah. People have these stories, but they won't tell anybody unless you're somewhat open-minded and friendly like I am about Bigfoot, and they'll tell me their stories. And
I think that's great. Next year when we have My Town West Branch, we got to have you over.
I think that would be great to have you as a guest.
But you were talking about, the little pamphlet we have here. That's going to be available where, you can find other tourist attraction kind of things,
sure,
right?
Sure, visitor centers. This is a fact sheet that has a Michigan or the West Branch Bigfoot capital.
Right.
It's going to be in the visitor centers, which is amazing to me as well. So
it really is. Well, let's talk about, you've got another Bigfoot Discovery Days coming up.
Yes, September 7th. This came as a result of the fact sheet. The state had to have two meetings, and they said, well, we'll schedule another one. And so we got one that's fairly brief. It's only 4 hours from 9 to 1 on September 7th at the United Methodist Church. But it's going to be solely dedicated to witnesses and witness videos where people tell their stories.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Should be interesting.
Now, where's it taking place, Phil?
It's the United Methodist Church at the corner of State and Fairview there in West Branch.
All right. You'll be there. You've got an MC for this event.
Yeah. I'll probably handle the video parts of it, but we have a Rick Brenner, who is from St. Clair.
All right.
That is really interested in the Bigfoot phenomena. And he's usually run our town hall type of a function, interviewing witnesses. So we're going to sort of split it. I'll do the video parts and he'll do the live stuff, and I think we're going to have fun with it.
I think so too. Saturday, September 7th, it's 9 to 1. Now, there's a $5 admission.
$5 admission.
All right. Yes. Now, that goes back into research, things like that.
Well,
for you guys?
Basically, for that little bit, we donate to the church.
Okay.
We're using
church
facility,
church,
basically
right.
paying for the space.
Gotcha.
It's very low cost.
All right. Now,
we had a real turnout to the one with Cliff Brackman was at there in April. We had about 175 people to
Did
that
you
one.
Really? All
yeah.
Right.
Back in April.
You know what? I know people publicly probably would not admit to it, but I think privately there's a lot of people who either believe in it or really, really are interested in it.
It's amazing the number of people either they've had an experience or they know somebody that's really into it because they had an encounter with a Bigfoot in one way or another.
Exactly.
And it's just amazing, really, because, you tell anybody, they think you're nuts. They don't exist, obviously, but... When you look at the history, they're all over the world. And in my opinion, Kevin, we're in as squatchy an area as any place in the world, right here.
Well, I know that Maine TV show. They were here at one point.
Finding Bigfoot about 5 years
Bigfoot,
ago.
Right.
They were over to Houghton Lake.
Yeah.
But, a lot of people really knock those guys, but I really think they showed that these animals are all over the world, every continent except Antarctica.
Is that right? Now, because I watch them, and I like the ones especially where they take a real scientific view of this and really look at it as a real creature, not some mythological or supernatural thing, but a real creature that still has not been discovered.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you've seen one, you want them to come on out on September
7th. Absolutely. Tell us your story.
Yeah.
You're going to be amongst friendly people willing to listen, because we all think they might very well be out there.
Now, so. Phil, if they want more information, you've got a website, do you?
We can go on Bigfoot Discovery Days. That's michigan.weebly.com.
Okay.
They can see some of my stuff on YouTube under Philo News 1.
I'll have to do that. I've not look for you on YouTube.
I've got a bunch of stuff, videos and stuff that I've posted there.
All right.
It's not complete by any means, but I'm up to 111 incidents, and
nice.
I need to re-update that site because I probably got 20 since I did it last time.
All right.
It's amazing.
Town hall meeting for new witnesses and for anybody else who'd like to come on out Saturday, September 7th, 9 to 1. And again, that is at the United Methodist Church in West Branch.
Correct. Thank you, Kevin.
Phil Shaw, thank you for joining us. I'll look forward to talking to you again, my friend.
Good. Thank you.